Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is the actress and director and producer Natalie Portman, who has won an Academy Award for a movie role that she played that I saw and loved called Black Swan. Many of you listeners might remember that. And interestingly, she grew up on Long Island and spent summers here in the Hamptons, where I am. And where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in New York City on my way to the airport.
I just read that your latest movie you just wrapped up yesterday. Is that the case?
Exactly. I just finished filming my most recent film, which is a romantic comedy that Lena Dunham directed and wrote, and we finished shooting yesterday.
It's called Good Sex. I actually wrote down Great Sex. I thought that might be a better title.
I'll tell her. I'll give her the note.
Tell me about, you grew up in Syosset and went to Harvard. Were you always interested in acting, or did you act in high school and college?
Yeah, I started acting when I was 11 years old. I made my first movie when I was 11. I just kind of continued all the way through college. I worked in the summers and stuff, and then just started doing it full time when I graduated.
Well, when you were 11, were you in a movie?
Yes. I made my first movie when I was 11 years old.
What was your role and what was the movie?
The movie's called Leon the Professional. And yeah, I turned 12 while I was making it.
How did you get a part in that movie?
A lot of kids that I went to dance school with and stuff on Long Island were auditioning and had agents and stuff. So I really begged my parents to let me audition too. And after a lot of begging, they let me, meet agents. And I just started auditioning. And the first thing I ever got, I was an understudy in an off-Broadway show first. That was my first job. And then my second job was Leon.
I also know that you have a dual citizenship with Israeli and America. And I wondered about how did that come about?
My father's Israeli and I was born in Jerusalem. So that's how it came about. My mom's American. So I was born with both.
And did they move back to America, or were you there in the first place when you were born?
I was born there and I moved when I was 3 years old to the U.S.
What work did your parents do? How were they situated?
My mom is a fine artist and like a painter. She draws as well. And she also taught nursery school when I was little. And then my dad's a fertility doctor.
And you come out to the Hamptons in the summer, huh? Where did you stay and what did you like doing when you were out here?
I never came to the Hamptons as a kid. I went to the Hamptons for my first time when I was like 35.
How can you be were you in Syosset or Manhattan when you were growing up?
I grew up in Jericho. I went to Syosset High School. And I don't know, people where I lived didn't go to the Hamptons. Like, we weren't, I don't know, that was like for fancy people.
And so when you started going, I guess, do you have a place out here, or do you just come out and visit friends?
I started going with, the first time I went was with my ex-husband. He used to go out to the Jerry Robbins house, which was this beautiful old, like very small kind of fishing cottage that his friends used to have. And it was just an incredible place right on the beach, very beautifully decorated and was pretty amazing spot, and that was the first time I spent time out in the Hamptons.
That would make quite an impression. What town was that?
I can't remember if it's like, oh my God, I feel very embarrassed if it's, I don't know if it's East Hampton or Amagansett, or I don't even know. I just knew. That's how little I know about the Hamptons.
Being connected.
I just knew it was very beautiful.
Yeah. But in some way, I've read, or maybe I'm wrong, that you were connected up or gone to the Devon Yacht Club at some point.
I don't remember that. I don't know what that is.
But you loved the beach, and what else did you do when you were out here?
Really, just the beach. I mean, now I love coming. So many of my friends from college, as you know, because we're connected through some of my friends from school, so many of them spend summer out here. So it's really nice to have the kids just hang out on the beach, and we really just spend time with each other at each other's places and go to the beach. That's really the joy of it. I mean, it's really the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Well, this film, you must have been on one level happy that it was being filmed in New York City rather than, say, Morocco or some other place, because your role in this is as a therapist or a psychologist.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the making of the movie.
It's been really joyful. I've loved working with Lena Dunham, who's just so brilliant as a writer, as a director, as an actress. She's just, and as a human, and I just love her. And so it's been a very, very joyful experience. And yeah, it was incredible to make it in New York. She was very gracious to shoot in New York. I had asked her if we could, because I wanted to spend time with my family, and she was able to make the story, of course, happen in New York, which she's a city she's extremely familiar with, having grown up here herself. And for me, it was incredible to get to spend time with my family and with my friends when I had time off on the weekends and evenings.
The movie you were in that I loved the most that I've seen is Black Swan.
Thank you.
I remember coming away from that. This will strike you funny, but I saw you doing the moves of ballerina moves, and I thought, that's just how a ballerina moves. How did she manage to do that? Is she a ballet person, or how did that come about? How did you learn all that?
A few things. First of all, I had studied dance a lot as a kid until I was about 13. So I had a little bit of a background. And then I prepped for a year before the movie. I trained for a year with a coach who was extremely precise in the way she worked with me. And then I also had an incredible dance double, Sarah Lane, who is a principal dancer with ABT. And she did all of the stuff that you can't learn in a year, of course, like, you know, doing the big turns and everything on point is clearly a ballerina double. The movie is actually being re-released now for the 15th anniversary on IMAX screens this fall. So it's actually appropriate timing to talk about it.
Why is that?
Yeah, well, they're re-releasing it for the 15th anniversary, which is a rare thing to happen, but very exciting.
What movie that did you most enjoy making, and that you've done? You seem to do, I expected after all 20 years, you'd have a long resume of films, but you don't. It's really amazing what you've done with Star Wars and all that. What one did you enjoy the most?
Actually, this one that I just worked on was pretty miraculous, just because it really felt like friends getting to play together every day. We just had so much fun and really, really loved each other. It was really just a group of incredible humans. So I feel very lucky.
Did you find the role in either Black Swan or this current one challenging?
Yeah, of course. I think that that's the fun of it. It's always getting to dip your toe into someone else's life, and it's always challenging to, learn someone else's world and someone else's experience and, try and step into that. But it's part of the fun.
Is that something that comes easy, or is it very hard to do? I was in an acting school in college, and I was in an experimental theater group, and we did Arthur Lorenz, Arms and the Man, and I had a role in it which re required a tremendous amount of emotion, and then during rehearsals, I just was a puddle. I couldn't do it. I found it was too difficult to get that emotional in a movie. And so I gave it up. I went, you couldn't do it anymore. It was affecting my grades.
Wow, that sounds very, very dramatic. Yeah, I mean it is it I think it's all of those things. It's challenging, but you also try and find the ease in it and the joy in it and the community in it, because it's pretty lucky to get to create with other people and bounce off of other people. And also sometimes it can be very silly and funny. So, yeah.
How did you interpret the role in the Black Swan that made such a success of it in some way that it might have been done differently by someone else?
Well, for me, it was very much about a girl trying to please other people, particularly like male, authority figures in her world, and then finding her own artistry by pleasing herself and finding her own pleasure. And that it's this kind of dual role between that girl and the woman, and that she finds perfection when she's finally looking for to please herself. And for me, that was the story that I was telling.
Now you live in Paris, and I wondered, we were just in Paris with the gang that we both know, just before the Olympics. And it's so kind of wonderful. But I wondered how you see it, because you seem to become an expatriate in some way. I don't know, I don't think that's quite a good description, but what draws you to that city?
It's been really lucky to live in Paris. I love the culture. I love my friends there. I love the experience for my kids going to school there. And it's just obviously it's famously the most beautiful city in the world, and it's just like such a privilege to live there. It's just very interesting place with interesting people.
What do you enjoy doing the most there?
Well, I spend a lot of time with friends. I spend a lot of time in art museums and in parks and walking along the river and eating. I mean, the stuff you do there, the stuff one does in Paris.
Well, certainly the cuisine is amazing, that's for sure.
Yes, there's no lack of delicious things to eat.
I lived in Aix-en-Provence 1 year for 4 months, and it was so. The feelings that I had for it were so gentle. It was you spend a lot of time sitting and thinking and looking and watching.
Yeah, the pace of life is different for sure.
Do you have any plans for what's next?
I'm gonna take some time off of shooting, and I have we have a film that we produced called Arco. That's an animated film that will be coming out later this year, which I'm very excited about. I did a voice in the English language version. And it's going to be at the Toronto Film Festival. And I did a voice in another animated film called The Twits that's coming out also in the fall on Netflix. So I'm very excited about that. And otherwise, I'll just be, you know, recuperating from this last one and, you know, being with my family and friends.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast. I enjoyed talking to you, and I know
thank you so much. You too, Dan.
And I guess I'll see you next.
Yes, I will see you very soon. I hope you have an enjoyable end of the summer.
You too.
Okay, be well.